Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy?
Don't worry about it.
Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Yes, tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock. And from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Purdue. Kickoff set for 6 p.m. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. And we begin with pro football and an interesting item in our Hub Arkish's column in Pro Football Weekly. Hub hearing that Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is pushing for the possible removal of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. And also, according to Hub, Jones has Bill Polian as a possible successor. Stay tuned on that one. And stay tuned on the Bears as they prep for Sunday's game at Soldier Field against Green Bay. The Bears will be favorites in that game because their defense is pretty good and also because of no Aaron Rodgers. Here's safety Eddie Jackson talking about that D.
Just keep fighting. You know, just keep swinging at it. You know, like you said, it's a lot of new faces on the defensive side of the ball. So everybody's just really getting comfortable with playing each other and just holding everyone accountable. And that's just all we got to do. Everybody's got to come out and just do their job and play their role.
And one other pro football note, Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay has confided to some that he thinks that quarterback Andrew Luck's shoulder injury is now mostly in his head. Luck has yet to play so far this season. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, celebrate the beauty of family with our holiday offers on cars like the XC90. With more standard features and best-in-class safety, you can keep the ones who matter most safe. This scoreboard update brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
How do it?
To David Schuster, who had updates for part of the show, as did Joe Ostrowski. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp for being the fine producers of the program. Ray Diaz for all the imaginary research the man does. And Brian Gersh says the video stream does it well at watch670thescore.com. We did the three technique earlier today, and Michael Lombardi talking all things NFL. Tomorrow, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. The playmaker, Michael Irvin, always interesting. We'll do Can't Do It. And more.
Bernstein and Goff are here. How's it going, guys?
I enjoyed the, I was very interested in the discussion regarding Josh Gordon and what is, I think you nailed the real question here of what is just a guy who likes drugs and alcohol and NFL pain, mental pain and physical pain and the management therein, and where is the line drawn and who knows?
Right.
I get back to Eben Britton. You remember the piece that we talked about that he wrote, and I think you had him on, right?
Yeah, Jason. Yeah. I wasn't here that day, Jason, but yeah, I remember it was kind of a disaster, right?
It wasn't a disaster. It was tough. He wasn't himself. He wasn't what I had heard from him in previous interviews. He might have been out of it that day or whatever.
Gotcha.
Something was going on with him. So I'm not familiar
with the piece.
Yeah, well, Eben Britton is a guy who's pretty much like one of those throwaway guys in football, you know, when it's not Calvin Johnson, it's not the big names, Josh Gordon, what happens to an average NFL player who has to cope with injury after injury, and then all of a sudden they're like, all right, we don't need you, and what happens when you're trying to get back in the game, and he He got himself in some substance abuse issues.
Sure.
It was a harrowing tale.
It was. And a lot of it was not just him, but the way he documented the widespread use of anything at their disposal to
self-medicate,
take an edge off. Mm-hmm. And he talked about the smokeless tobacco. It just rampant. It's the first thing they do when they get to the practice facilities, throw that dip in. And, you know, you see it a little bit on Hard Knocks, but they've been trying to hide it lately, apparently, because it's just the meetings are, it's all.
I don't know if it's lately. I mean, they've been trying to hide that stuff for a long time.
Yeah, it's every possible stuff. And you wonder why, you know, some guy's like, well, yeah, I got popped for something. That's because they never stop trying stuff. They're always ingesting anything that might get some guy says, hey, this worked for me. What is it? I don't know. It's milk thistle extract. And they'll do anything.
Yeah, it's a totally amoral stance to be totally okay with the league being in the disbursement of pain like they are, and then to say that something that in, 37 states at this point is allowed for medicinal use, like marijuana, for them to not be allowed to do that. Like, yeah, recreational, I'm a pothead, whatever you want to say. The medicinal arguments against marijuana are zero.
Of course.
But like,
there's still people with voices that are spreading untruths. And as long as those people have a base, as long as those people have followers, and as long as those people thump religion as hard as they need to, and when they need to press that button, it'll continue to be this way.
For sure. And not to mention how it's politicized to allow for people to fill up prisons.
Forget NFL people, players. Right. I mean, how about people who are nonviolent offenders who are locked up and are now watching the news and seeing people getting paid in Colorado and other states because of it now.
What I would say about that stuff is, like, that is at least there is like a public health argument and what do you do with the tax revenue? And it's always been this way. Like, that's a little tougher to change. The NFL could just not test for it. They could just not test for it. Like, baseball doesn't test for it. Like, hockey doesn't test for it. Like, golf doesn't test for it. Like, NASCAR doesn't test. They just don't test for it. Then guys could use it who need to use it.
Well, hockey just started testing for cocaine last year, right?
They don't test in baseball for cocaine. People were shocked when Jose Fernandez had coke in his system. Like, he was going to pitch in 2 days.
Yeah,
it gets out of your system in like 10 hours.
The hockey stories, man. There was a time where those little, the Sudafed, the Red Hots, like, hey, give me some Sudis, man. Like, right before a game, guys are taking handfuls of ephedra and pseudoephedrin.
And the issue is, you get, I knew a guy in high school who could not play basketball sober. He could not. And for whatever reason, he got used to playing ball high. So he'd smoke before games, and he'd smoke, you know, hell, pickup games. Smoke before pickup games, and he got so used to it that, you know, after a while, your body's like, hey, before you go do this, you know what we need to do.
Right,
and
that's
and
your baseline.
Exactly.
Have you ever talked to him since? I wonder, because anxiety or fear can get in there, and you don't even realize that's why you're doing it, and all of a sudden that's why you're doing it.
A lot of this is self-medicating. And whatever you have to go through, and the pressures of life and the pressures of sport altogether.
Josh Gordon said it was trauma from when he was a little kid.
Hey, there's a guy, a Chicago drill music rapper that is close to Chief Keef, named Fredo Santana, who had to get checked into the hospital I believe it was last week because of kidney failure. And
because of codeine?
All the codeine that he was taking. And he actually, and it's hard to decipher what's what, but he said something to the effect of, you know, over the last 3 years, he's had 20 of his friends get killed. And this is the only way that he knows how to deal with it, because he's not going to go see a therapist. And he's always on the road. And so, on top of partying with it, when you're just by yourself chilling and you don't want to think about those things, or and I'm not passing it off as if it's okay.
No, you're just talking about the truths of how this stuff happens.
Yeah, the pressures. And you know, I've been a person, and Spiegel and I have had these talks about addiction. And, you know, there are people that have been in my family who have been alcoholics. I for a fact, I knew it. But the alcoholics that I saw in my family always went to work.
Functioning.
I always kind of drew the line at, okay, at what point are you going to damage everyone around you as well?
I remember these conversations.
It was the Johnny Manziel stuff that we talked about, where Johnny Manziel's PR guy checks him into a rehab place and says, you know, we hope he's done by the time training camp rolls around. I'm like, wait a minute, you can't have a time limit on when a guy's rehab is going to be finished?
That's not how it works. And that was the most compelling stuff about this Josh Gordon story was like, this time it was like he just went on his own because he realized, wait a minute, I'm totally screwed up. He stayed, was there for 3 months. He comes out and he's like, I don't care if I have a job anymore. It's about my life.
And I guess he hit Vegas on a private jet, got a little liquor in his system, and they tested him or whatever the case may be. And he got that was like the third pop or the second pop on that level too. Mm. I'm not making excuses for guys, but the reality is, we don't understand the pressures, not only physically, but also mentally that go along with this sport. And we could talk to as many guys as we want. We could talk to as many agents as we want. But until you are in that person's state of mind at all times where, all right, one, when I leave the house, I can't trust anybody because everybody's trying to get after my money. Whether it be these girls, these agents, the media is trying to, you know, get after me. Like, these are the things that are pounded in these
dudes. Your family, your friends.
Yeah. And then I got to make sure I'm on point with my job. And then on top of that, I'm out there killing myself. And I can't report concussions because I may lose my gig. I know there are probably people who are texting right now, tiniest violin, and they make millions of dollars. But it's not an excuse. It's the reality. If you ever chat with some of these dudes off the record on what their life is like in season, you wouldn't do it for all the money in the world. I wouldn't.
There's also, there's got to be some chemical performance aspect too. You mentioned like this idea of getting yourself right. You know, I always sort of, as a mundane example, I talk about when you're out with friends playing darts or bowling or something, that 3 to 5 beer window.
Sure.
Where you're just
it's not a game.
Where you're like, okay, this is kind of in that groove. Hell, talk to musicians sometimes.
Okay.
And I remember Jerry Garcia did a very frank interview about their use of weed and hallucinogens and all that. Yeah. And he said, look, I can't do mushrooms before a show because my fingers feel too thick and I actually lose feel. But he talked about how the nature of their music and feeling the drone when they get to jam out and finding a groove in a song they wouldn't otherwise feel, that they believe there really is a stimulant value to marijuana.
I'm about a, you know, 2 scotches per set. Something like that.
Right.
And that's not just mental, that's also physiological.
It's a real thing.
You've established it after a while, at least for me, and I know lots of others. Like, all right, that's what my vocal cords, that's when they calm down. And then also mentally, I don't worry about not hitting a note that maybe was easier to hit 5 or 10
The
years
stories
ago.
That I've heard about actors in the trailer, knowing they've got a certain scene, knowing they've got to reach a certain emotional place,
and what
it's going to take. You think that some of these people that are crying on cue, and they know that they've got maybe 4 or 5 of their best takes, but the director knows that after that you got to come back tomorrow and you got to do it all over again.
We're discussing the reality of it here. Yeah. This is not advocating. This is making sure people understand the reality. The problem is when your career ends, all of a sudden there you are left with something that you've established for the purpose of doing your job.
I know a construction guy who's been doing it now for high school was 20 years ago. He got into it right after high school, pretty much. So he's been doing about 17 years now. I know for a fact that this man smokes weed every single night, and it's because of what his body has gone through. And he's still out there. He's still out. You can see him on these downtown streets every once in a while. I pass him and, you know, say what's up to him, but he's still out there. And he knows, you know, we talk, and I've asked him, well, you know, dude, like,
so
you
at
still
night, at night
you still,
on wind or before he goes to work?
At night to get to sleep.
Yeah, to me, there's no difference in that.
Because his body is barking at him the entire night.
Yeah, there's no difference to that for me with having 2 glasses of wine to unwind at the end of the day or a few beers. There's no difference.
I always look back at that famous video of Diane Sawyer with the bottle of Merlot at the anchor desk.
Right.
I mean,
sure.
Search for it.
And with more,
we go to so-and-so, and we're clear.
I got worried.
What's different about that than the scotch in Royko's desk? You know,
I got worried when I was doing the shows from home for Sirius, and the NBA show was noon to 3, and the other show was from 3 to 6. And around 4 o'clock, you know, I'm at the crib chilling by myself. My lady's at work. You know, everybody's moving around or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm at home by myself, but I'm talking to the audience and we're having a good time. And around 4 o'clock, like the last month or so, I just looked over. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm very close to my liquor cabinet. Like, I can just go over there and have myself a drink. No one would be the wiser. And every Friday, I had myself, a drink. And I thought to myself, like, man, that was a really good show. Didn't know if the show was good or not. I just know how I felt. And then I thought, you know what? I don't want to get too used to this.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I worried about getting sure. too. Yeah, I know. My granddad Ralph was a carpenter. My granddad Ralph used to get slapped. Like, I would go through his pockets, run his pockets for money all the time because he was sitting on the couch, hammered, drunk. You know what I mean? But got up every day, did his gig. I worried about those things, like, the genetics of it.
Or when things take over. Like, there was the interview also with Ann and Nancy Wilson of Heart. And I didn't think they'd be this interesting, but I don't know why I found myself. It was this really compelling interview. And they said that they threw away a decade worth of creativity to cocaine. They said it took over.
I believe that.
It took over everything. Like, they had this incredible run.
They gave you that 2-year run.
No, God, no. I'm wondering how many musicians their entire life became on the next bump, and they never got around to making decent music.
And you tell yourself, a lot of musicians told themselves that they were more creative when they were on the drugs, and they were wrong.
Right, they're wrong, exactly.
You can hear it in a lot of guys' music now, and the music I listen to, the genre of hip-hop, you can hear when a guy is too high for too long and everyone around him, not telling him that this isn't the move right now. Like, at the end, a lot of Lil Wayne stuff at the end was like, this isn't what you need to be on. This isn't the bag that you were in on those mixtapes that we liked. Future now. Future is making kind of the same song over and over again. And he's talked about it, too. Like,
you get to the point, too, you build up your own tolerance where, okay, so now it's not a joint, it's a blunt. It's not a blunt, it's a bong.
It goes to lean. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You got heroin addicts running around out here that don't even know that they're heroin addicts. Well, like
the football thing that I just think, like you said, we just can talk to them as much as we want. We don't fully understand.
Yeah, they'll never let you in all the way.
The physical pain. Because just think about it. They are the toughest people we know. They're the biggest, strongest people we know.
Modern day gladiators.
And if they are self-medicating from the pain and they can't get over Sunday until Thursday or Friday or Saturday of the next week, how much pain must they be in?
Man.
Football players drinking a handle of vodka on a Tuesday because that's what it takes for them to not only numb the pain, but to just feel drunk.
I remember, right.
Their body is taking such a pounding that their blood is like, what is this? Oh, we're going to need a little bit more of this to get you where you need to be.
Think about that.
I've never really seen, outside of some idiot in college, I'd never really seen people drink out of a bottle of liquor until I was around NFL players who were recreating. Mm-hmm. And it was common.
Football players drink.
I mean, I'm telling you, like,
consume a lot.
I saw a guy drink a bottle of Goldschlager.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Well,
he's got that his issues. Yeah.
It's interesting.
Oh my God. My mouth hurts.
320 pound human being.
This story out of Indianapolis is connected in a couple different ways. Where Jim Irsay, a recovering addict, right?
Oh yeah.
Jim Irsay, a recovering addict.
The briefcase with cash and pills.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Has purportedly now questioned several different times Andrew Luck's mental toughness in coming back from his injury.
You know what that is.
And it's like,
you know what that is. He's so used to being that way with other players, a guy with the actual brain is like, you know what, dude? I'm gonna relax because I don't want to get hooked on whatever the hell these guys are hooked on.
Right, like I'm not just gonna fight my way back to the
Andrew
field.
Luck's no dummy
at
either.
All cost right. of everything. No, he's clearly not. But like this stuff that and we dug around for it, we couldn't find it. Apparently, was on a break during the Dan Patrick Show where Tony Dungy didn't realize the cameras were still rolling.
That guy.
And Patrick asked Dungy about the situation, and Dungy said, I don't know what's going on there. Jim Irsay made a comment to me about 6 weeks ago. It's inside his head now. And Patrick goes, wait, it's inside Luck's head? Dungy goes, yeah. Irsay said that when I was out there for Peyton's ceremony. Patrick was stunned. Wow, I really wonder if Luck's future's in Indianapolis. I really do. That tape's not out there anymore, but that's Dungy thinking he was off the record. And there's stuff in the past now. You got an owner who's a recovering addict who's now talking trash about his star quarterback.
And the minute that surfaces, I'm out of there, because what you're going to have to do now is even the slightest doubt, the slide before the hit, or throwing a ball away under the in the face of pressure instead of taking one right in the face, you got to get outside of that organization, because especially as the starting quarterback, there are probably 50 guys on that team that if you lose, will blame it on you in the locker room, won't say it out publicly. Yeah, you got to get out of that locker room.
Don't you?
As soon as you hear that, you have to be gone. You go find yourself a new lot in life with the Chiefs or whoever the hell you want to go to.
You know what it's time for? Architecture. It's time for the architecture.
There it is.
He stayed in school that extra year for it.
That's why. Time to design buildings.
Yeah. Sam Darnold is like, I'm not getting an architecture degree. I just don't want to play for the Browns. Sam Darnold's like, can I come back a fifth year? I really don't want to play for the Browns.
If the Browns are at the top of the draft, I'm going back to school. Right. Where do you think they're going to be next year?
No. He's
Can I pretend I like architecture for a year?
He starts shooting hoops for no reason at the USC gym. Nah. Dude, it's and especially for these guys that are single, like, you know how reckless you were when you had nobody to answer to, the things that you did on a Saturday where you're like, all right, well, close the shades and take care of business here, man. These single NFL players who don't have anyone to answer to and don't have any kids, those are the guys that I worry the most about, because when somebody's around you, they can say, hey, we need to get some help. You need to slow down, or I'll call your mom. You know what I mean? When somebody says I'll call your mom and tell her what's going on, then maybe you kind of dial it back. These dudes who are fresh out of college, no babies, no girl, 22 to 26 years old, and are experiencing this kind of pain for the first time. That's why this rookie wall stuff is all code for my body is beat to hell, and I haven't taken this level of drug yet. They didn't give me this at NC State. They didn't give me this at Utah or Wyoming. Like, this is professional grade drugs that I haven't dealt with yet. And maybe the side effects these first couple of weeks that I dealt with it, I don't like them during the week. That rookie wall stuff, yeah, now you're running through that wall because you understand what the profession asks of you and asks of your body.
Talk Remember to these the Cedric guys, Benson man. Stuff. Remember when Cedric Benson retreated to his couch and, like, he was either at the practice, at the facility, or he was in a dark room, like, watching National Geographic videos. And that was it. That became he just sort of went to this other place of comfort, and that was the only place he had.
How about game film? How about you watch that?
Right. Get off your boat and start. These NBA players, they don't go through the amount of pain and contact as these guys. The same drugs are available. You talk to these dudes, and these dudes tell you off the record, man, I haven't had a bowel movement in 11, 12 days. Like, my body is going through hell right now. Like, I'm scared to eat. All the things that are going on. And this is for twisted ankles and tendonitis. Can you imagine having a separated shoulder and torn ligaments in a knee that are just good enough for you to keep playing? And it's week 7?
It's all in his head. Right, Jim Irsay?
To hell with that, bro.
It's all in his head.
Football is death.
What do you guys got today?
A lot of football.
Yeah, we're going to talk. Yeah. Did you see Matt Stafford last night?
Yeah.
Huh? Talked about his ass yesterday, and he had, like, the second greatest opposing game ever.
We're all hypocrites with that.
And you know what's great? Sure, you know, truth be told, this is a big Bears game. This really is.
Hey, nobody wants to be the drug dealer. Everyone loves the drugs.
That's right.
I mean, let's not get it twisted.
Can you believe these guys are giving us this drug I love?
Right, exactly. Man, you can just make a call and they just show up like that with these illegal substances?
Adam Kramer, Matt Miller, Brian Billick, Hub Arkish.
It's great.
Pigskin Central.
You're damn right.
Football.
Right here. Celebrating death from 1-6 right here on The Score.
Hey, we're all going to die. Might as well.
Damn right.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. Carson Wentz was wrapping up his postgame press conference Sunday after his Eagles had destroyed the Broncos 51-23, thanks in large part to Wentz's 4 touchdown passes. You pay much attention to how Jared Goff is doing? Wentz was asked. We're friends, said Wentz, who shares an agent with Goff. We text. I don't know how his team did today. 96 miles north of where Wentz stood, Goff had just wrapped up his own 51 points, 4 touchdown passes performance in the Rams' 51-17 humiliation of the Giants. Goff's Rams are now 6-2, and Wentz's Eagles are 8-1. The Eagles travel to Los Angeles December 10th, and it's possible that home field advantage, not to mention the MVP award, might be at stake that day. I'm John Feinstein.
you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
Nothing. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win 4 or 5 games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Space.
The Final Frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app. CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening.
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
41 Lake Bluff. Today, join 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show at Twin Peaks Warrenville, located at 28252 Deal Road in Warrenville. Enjoy the broadcast and Miller Lite specials, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by It's Just Lunch. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Oh, boy. Schuster's going to get it.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Purdue. Kickoff set for 6 o'clock. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bobby Portis makes his Bulls season debut tonight up in Toronto. That follows his 8-game suspension. He will come in off the bench, backing up starter Lauri Markkanen. Also in the NBA, Phoenix is trading guard Eric Bledsoe to Milwaukee for center Greg Monroe and protected first and second round picks. Hockey, Joel Quenneville has switched up his line, and his top line now consists of Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, and Patrick Sharp. Also in the NHL, the Anaheim Ducks will have to do without center Ryan Getzlaf for 2 months. He had surgery to repair a broken bone in his face. And in baseball, 36-year-old Curtis Granderson, according to sources, will play on somewhere next season. That would be his 15th in the majors. Amazon is hiring with flexible and predictable schedule options to enjoy while earning competitive pay. Start earning extra money now. Apply today at amazon.com/chicagojobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute Mart.
Sometimes you go.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer. I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Live life in the go.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Oh, do we have stuff for you today on Bernstein and Goff. We're going to talk college football with Adam Kramer at 2:40. We'll talk all kinds of football, whatever we want, with Matt Miller at 3 o'clock. In other news, at 3:40, I've got one of my favorite kinds of stories. Brian Billick of NFL Network at 4. Hub Arkish is ours today at 5. And not only are there surprises along the way, but once again, we are going to have you listening very, very carefully for that Terry Bors sound effect to win a pair of tickets. And when you call in, when you hear that specific sound effect, and you're caller number 6 of the contest line at 312-591-6700, you'll win a pair of tickets to a special Bernstein and Goff show featuring Daddy, as we kick off a Score of a Lifetime book signing tour at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage on November 15th. So it could happen anytime, could be in a commercial cluster, but you got to keep listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is our number as we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. Email us at bernsteinandgoff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we're streaming at 670thescore.com.
Dang!
texting and sexting. 67011. Text line is brought to you.
Blow your box out.
Careful.
His voice box.
Grossinger Auto Group.
I wasn't telling him that's what I would do to him. Say. I apologize. I thought the mic was off.
Bottom out of that monkey.
I was going to whisper sweet nothings into Dan's ear.
Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. There is also Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. Our website, BernsteinGoffShow.com. The Facebook page, you can like it and you can interact. You're nodding and smiling.
Yeah. Well, I'm smiling about the Instagram because you know, you should follow the show's Instagram. And if you want to follow mine, a lot of silly things happen in my life and I put them on there. And,
put the baby pictures
Well,
up there.
The baby was getting fed a couple of days ago and Nicole told him that he's only going to play baseball. And, you know, we had to have a talk because, you know, she's telling him to keep his hand down. I told him that's bad defensive principles. Like he's always got his hand up when he's getting fed. And then she said, you're going to play baseball, Jay. And I was like, oh, Jay, all the white women you want, buddy. And he lit up. I made his day.
Make him a lefty.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully.
Get a nice
Can you
loogie.
Make a child a lefty, though?
No.
LeBron is left-handed, even though he does everything else with his right hand. And he's also the greatest basketball player to ever live.
So he writes with his left hand?
Yes, he does everything with his left hand except play basketball.
Kind of the opposite of me. I am lefty to a fault as a basketball player, and I could barely dribble with my right hand. And yeah,
really?
Tony Kukoc, same thing, only lefty for basketball.
Is that right?
I told you that story when Tony was writing out the ticket forms before the game, and I said, Tony, wait a second, you write right-handed? I said, you're so left-handed basketball-wise. I said, is basketball the only thing you do lefty? And he looks at me, he smiles, he goes, nope. Like, thanks for that.
You're a stranger every once in a while.
Thanks. Thanks for that image.
And now I'm thinking of the Steve Kerr post-game, pre-game meal story now where you eat big meal, take a big meal.
Yes, and exactly. These big meals.
Do you wipe lefty? Right, what's going on here?
Right, sorry I asked. That wasn't really my intent.
Shout out to the Facebook people. Facebook, I'm logging on right now.
That's the 670 The Score page. You can interact with the show and the station. There's also a Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com. Our video feed, that is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Jim Caldwell, we mentioned at the top of the telecast from Beloit, Wisconsin. That is right on the southern border of Wisconsin and Illinois. And he said even though he's from Wisconsin, he grew up a Chicago Bear fan. They were closer to Chicago than Green Bay. He loved Gale Sayers. He said his parents, the rest of his family, all Packer fans.
There's a lot of confused people in Beloit.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Beloit?
Oh, I got a lot of my money in Beloit.
No, for real. Have you ever been
to
Beloit?
Sure. Yeah. I used to call games at the Beloit Snappers, were the rival in the Midwest League of the Rockford teams. I used to love calling games in Beloit.
We visited Beloit's campus for my uncle.
Beloit College.
Yeah.
Casey Johnson.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Former Beloit College basketball star.
There's a lot of confused people in Beloit.
No.
Yeah, you know, Beloit, that's when you're driving by on the highway, there's that giant Hormel chili can, because that's where the Hormel factory is. No, but I'm serious. We had fun in Beloit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of fun to be had in Milwaukee and Madison and Beloit, apparently. Like, Wisconsin's a fun state.
Don't get me started on Hayward and
really?
Minong and all points in
Hold
between.
I need your little nicknames for what you call
there's things.
Things to be had?
Roadside.
There's a Jim Dandy's on every corner.
You best believe. There was back when it was the Wild West in our summers.
Times
have changed.
That
man,
should be our next Bud Light Who Needs Two. It should be the four of us go on a trip to a bar somewhere far away and we stay that night over. We come back Saturday afternoon.
No, supper club. We do a full blown Wisconsin supper club.
Yeah, Tanny's in. Bernsey brings it up, Shep, you already know it's okay. We're not going to get a say in this at all.
If you are a connoisseur of that kind of thing, I mean, where they bring out the pewter relish tray, there's the port wine cheddar.
I'm just trying to eat with y'all and get drunk and have stories to tell afterwards. That's all I want.
They pour an honest drink for you. You can get your brandy old fashioned or whatever you want. And we'll get some.
And Jim Brandstetter as well. You can get him too.
Get some prime rib and a relish tray. We'll be all set. Maybe a little fried walleye. Oh.
Really?
That's living, man.
I just saw
you, Neil. Shrimp de Jong to get you started. Yeah.
Second baseman for the Cardinals.
No, that's Paul DeJong. That's the shortstop, right?
My bad.
Where were we?
I don't know.
Facebook Live with Brian Gerd. Nick Szczepkowski.
RoboCop or Joe West behind the plate? Who would you prefer less?
Well, RoboCop, I think his real name, correct me if I'm wrong, I think his real name was Murphy before he had the accident that turned him into RoboCop when they were able to redo him.
They replaced all my entertainment value and put in a chip of weirdness. I got chaps on. Somebody get the ass off of these.
The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
So based on this trade of Jimmy Garoppolo, do you now feel that you will finish your career? Who's that?
Hi.
Hi, VB. How are you tonight? How's things going? Did you have a good Halloween?
Yeah.
Get a lot of candy?
No.
Did you get a lot of broccoli?
Yes.
Oh, do you like broccoli?
Yes.
And do you like avocado ice cream?
Yes.
You do? Well, that's pretty cool. Have you been enjoying the Patriots season?
Yes.
She's my cheerleader.
I'm a very good cheerleader. I cheer my daddy, but sometimes the bad guys get my dad.
All right, Vivi. Well, it's always good to talk to you. Say hello to Benny.
And there she goes.
Oh, how old is she?
That's cute.
That could not be more adorable.
Yeah, that's the kid that Tom Brady lives with.
Yeah, but where's the other one?
I don't know.
That's the Bridget Moynihan one?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I'm not sure that's what Phoebe's saying too. Yeah. When they all show up at the old meeting point,
yeah. They go to the Oasis with the Urlacher family.
Daddy, who's this? Who's this other kid that always hangs out with us every other weekend?
Oh, like avocado ice cream?
Yes.
Yeah, she sounded weird there.
Hi.
Hello, how we doing?
She sounds like a beaut, though.
They won't let her have candy?
No. They are engineering their children to be, they don't
drug addicts.
No, they're not giving them smack along with avocado ice cream,
whether they know it or not.
If you try to make sure your kid eats as healthy as possible, you are setting them up for a life of drug addiction.
Either a drug addict or she's going to be on the pole. Because you don't do that to kids.
All right, so I got to call Nicole because we've been pureeing too many organic things.
But you're not going to deny him candy on Halloween. He's going to get broccoli in his pillowcase?
Hey, man, what the hell is wrong with you?
That's
Tom Brady. You got 5 rings.
Here's your $18 water bottle. Drink that,
He's
kid.
Got 5 rings. He can do whatever the hell he wants. By the way, Tanny.
Good luck with that.
It happened to me going to the place and leaving it. I caught both those conversations last night. I was headed to bracket room for my regular Monday night football experience. It's so awesome because it's like, all right, Jim, I'll talk to you at halftime. I'm like, oh, isn't this cute? He's closing out the conversation for him, and then halftime comes around and it's weird again. Jim is still asking Jimmy Garoppolo questions. It is just, it is super, super creepy. Like, he didn't even want to talk to Jim anymore. He just puts his kid up. That's not even his kid. That wasn't even his kid.
How old is the other kid?
The one that he doesn't live with?
Yeah.
I
don't even know if he...
Who's that?
Acknowledges that.
No. No one likes 15? To acknowledge it because it doesn't fit with the narrative. Bridget Moynihan's...
It's like the Joe Buck thing.
What about him?
Well, Joe Buck was not like the...
Oh,
he was
Jack.
He was Jack's, but not Mom's.
Jack was a Rolling Stone out here in these streets.
Whoever he laid his hat was his home.
John Edward Thomas Moynihan is 10 years old.
Who's that?
That's the kid that people don't reference when they talk about Tom Brady's loving family and fatherhood.
This segment brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan.
I better not ever mess up for it because these are all coming back for me.
For gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape.
All right, so Monday Night Football last night? Yeah, Monday Night Football was on last night. All right, that's enough, Tannehill.
That
was
Packer thing is
broken.
Trash.
It's broken.
I can't wait to talk to Hub about Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, because Hub was early on the "What does Mike McCarthy do?" train, and then Aaron Rodgers
"What
like,
does John Fox do?" train.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers like, "I'll just throw my way to 11-13 victories a year and cover up for a lot of things." They have lost 3 straight now after starting 4-1. Obviously, with no Aaron Rodgers, that team is not the same. But you'd think they'd be better than this.
Yeah, listen, texters, first of all, everybody is texting in their favorite Wisconsin supper club. I'm sure they're all wonderful. We can't get all of them.
My God,
but thank you for the suggestions.
People came out.
And the 312 says, damn it, my kid likes broccoli. No, it's my kids love
right.
broccoli.
You just told all these whose kids eat broccoli that they're going to become shoe models at some point in their lives.
Eating broccoli is cool. It's just on Halloween, you don't deny them a couple of Snickers bars or some Sour Patch Kids. Your kid's going to be like Todd Marinovich. There's so many stories. If you just no McDonald's for you, and none of this for you, and none of this for you.
You think Todd Marinovich? Why not Jack LaLanne?
You're giving me Jack LaLanne?
I'm just saying, a guy who lived a very long time by doing nothing but eating plants,
my ass,
and grains and seeds No drinking, no Jack LaLanne.
Jack
with
LaLanne,
his juicers and his flat front pants, whatever he was, his singlet that he wore. I watched Jack LaLanne, and those hairy ass eyebrows never got older. All right,
you know how much grease from a double Whopper with cheese was spilled on those flat front pants?
I don't believe it.
Are
you not about to do that? You're not about to take down the glory that is Jack LaLanne. Not here, not now. We're gonna go to break before you. That play. I'm just letting you know. You're not about to besmirch the name of Jack LaLanne out here.
You planted the flag on that hill.
Damn right.
I didn't expect that. All right. We've got plenty to come. We got to talk about what the Packers are and what that means for the Bears now with this upcoming game and this division. And it sounds completely preposterous, sort of like the David Haw column today. I'm still trying to get my head around. I love him. No, he's a good dude, but I just... Come on, man. But John Fox is not...
That's what happens when you said somebody got locked up last night. Man, he's a good guy. It just happens every once in a while.
So
he threw
pinched.
A bar stool through a window. Next thing you know, he's getting pounded on the floor.
That's an oddly appropriate reference. You have WSCR Fox. The score.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Golf Show and Terry Bores himself.
Bill Band.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports and get it signed by Terry.
Bird Brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6 live on 670 The Score.
Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you.
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PERL David. During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, Die Hard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. Die Hard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Sears Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy 3 Die Hard tires and get one free with installation at a Sears Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard.
One problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Hi, this is Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. I'm excited to tell you that we have recently moved to a bigger and better location to serve you at 535 Green Bay Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything barbecue. We specialize in outdoor kitchens and have the best selection of gas and charcoal grills from Weber, DCS, Fire Magic, Napoleon, and Kalamazoo, just to name a few, plus a full line of smokers. We have all the accessories, charcoal, and woods you could want. And if you're looking for the big green egg, we are now a platinum dealer and we have it all. And if you're in need of a few pointers on how to use your grill, you can sign up for one of our grilling classes, or you can even host your next event right in our new space. We service, we sell, we take care of you. Call us at 847-251-2272. That's 847-251-2272. Or you can visit us online at backyardbbqstore.com. That's backyardbbqstore.com. The Backyard Barbecue Store, where cooking out is always in.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
3700. Like us on Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter. Member FDIC.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
More detection.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah. Video games. Body odors. Manscaping.
So it really has nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Sushi, tacos, burgers, salads, there's something for every...
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Chicago.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Stafford fit the ball in the hole between the corner and the safety. I don't advise this at home. What a throw by Matt Stafford. I call that the turkey hole. Don't ask me why, but Brad Johnson taught me that a long time ago when I was coaching Tampa. He says, hey, coach, I think I can fit it between a corner and a safety.
Is it sad that I understood kind of what he was saying?
Turkey hole?
Yeah. Between two, you only got the two legs there.
Oh, you mean in the cavity of the turkey?
In the bucket, yeah. Like getting the ball between the safety and the corner in a cover two defense. The Mario Manningham throw we were talking about a couple
usually
days ago.
Usually the skinny post, yeah. Right?
Or you got like the, what's the bendy one? Where you run in and you run out. There's nine routes. I don't know which number is assigned to it. But the one where you make like a C inside the defense and then outside the defense, hopefully you got like the inside leverage on a corner so you don't get redirected.
You know, I don't know. I know exactly the route you're talking about, but I don't know if that, because that's not a route tree. The final destination is on the tree.
I call that the turkey hole.
That's not what the route is.
But I know that the cover two beater that goes, that guy. Yeah.
Not the jerk route. Not the route where you run in and then do a loop and go to the sideline.
The tight end will stop. The tight end will do a quick button hook. Mm-hmm. Or now they call it a stick or a dig, right?
And it forces the corner to commit.
Right.
And then if the safety's still looking in the backfield, you hit it. It's not even an option route either. All right, so last night we were talking a little bit about Matt Stafford in transition yesterday and how quarterbacking is, you know, I think quarterbacking is as raggedy as I can remember it being. Matt Stafford last night with his 132.4 quarterback rating marked the second highest passer rating by a visiting quarterback in Lambeau Field history with a minimum of 20 attempts. Now, this is from the Detroit Lions Twitter feed. They did not mention who the most efficient visiting quarterback to Lambeau Field ever was. I would not
Montana
guess.
Montana.
I mean, I know Mike Vick was the first one to beat them in the playoffs on the road, right, at Lambeau Field. I don't know what his stats were, though. You know, that's the only that I would love to know who the most efficient guy at Lambeau Field wearing the visitor's uniform was. But Matt Stafford was terrific last night. He, you know what the problem is with these Packers and has been for a while? They
can't block.
Well, on defense, since Charles Woodson retired and Clay Matthews has, you know, plateaued, if not declined a little bit. They haven't really found that next ridiculous playmaker on the defensive side of the football. Mike Daniels is a terrific player. I like him a lot, but he's not a game-changing defensive player. He's a really good defensive player. Nick Perry hasn't become what they thought he would become out of USC. They've drafted a couple of guys who have been okay. I like Blake Martinez. He's a decent linebacker. Their corners, they've been searching for corners since Al Harris, damn near. And the kid that...
Atari Bigby.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And Casey Hayward, I think, went to San Diego and is killing it out there. So they've been looking for a guy for a while on that defense to kind of make some plays along with Aaron Rodgers. When Aaron Rodgers isn't there, that defense is not pretty to watch either.
They're on the field more, too. This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. After the top of the hour, there's some information that came in yesterday that I didn't get to, and it has to do with quarterbacking. I know we got some callers want to jump in here, and it's to the point that we touched on it briefly, but we didn't get into it yesterday. I want to dive in more about what has happened with the premium for quarterbacking being on efficiency and how passer efficiency rating has completely skewed the way we think about quarterbacking. And it's we need to get rid of that rating.
I don't even like the QBR thing that ESPN came up with. We need to stop using passer efficiency rating. At the end of a game, all of a sudden he didn't have a good game.
It's a terrible stat. Yeah. And I'm gonna explain to you, there's going to be evidence as to why it's a terrible stat and maybe why it's helping to ruin the position. So more on that coming up on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer. I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win 4 or 5 games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
when this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomania?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please, schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Welcome to The Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
Basically everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling.